Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Bonk, bonk,
bonk. Am I the only one in this? I know Al isn't. Do you watch The Simpsons, Mace?
I'm not a big Simpsons guy. No.
Ireland, are you a Simpsons person at all?
Not for years.
Maybe.
I used to, back
yeah,
in the day.
At the very beginning, I was a Simpsons guy, but not. It's in season 56 now.
It set the record for most television episodes ever.
Wow.
In 2018 with 635.
That's
it's
amazing.
It's 2024.
Hey, here we are.
They've stacked
later.
On wow. Six more seasons since
they're
then.
790 something. 797.
Yeah. I still watch it. It's not what it was.
I'll watch it when the kids grow up. I want to see the grown up kids. I'm tired of the baby kids.
Well, they haven't grown up in 30 years.
Yeah,
so
they are really,
breath.
Really. Really slow.
Homer still looks good.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. Like you hear the voices on some of the voice actors. Well, they're in their 70s.
Oh, that's
and 80s
right. The
now.
Voice actors are. Yeah.
Yeah. So the woman, Julie Kavner, who voices Marge, she sounds a little different than
yes, she
did.
Yes, she does. You're right.
Nearly 40 years
yeah.
ago.
Yeah.
Isn't it a woman that voices Bart?
Yeah. Yeah. Nancy yeah. Cartwright.
Nancy Cartwright. That's right.
Yeah. They've switched some people out. Some people have actually croaked. So what are you
I'm going to
do?
Binge watch it.
Are you going to binge started. All 56
gonna,
seasons?
I'm going to get started.
Yeah, yeah, get started now.
So where are we, fellas?
Hey!
Win tonight and it gets interesting,
I'm like,
right?
I'm, you know, I came in here today and I thought I'm going to take an Ireland line. Why not?
Why not?
Maybe no Jamal
See,
Murray?
I told you.
Maybe
Why
no Jamal Murray? Maybe
me?
Jared Vanderbilt comes back tonight, gives him 10 minutes?
Is Do that- you guys agree with me that if the Lakers win tonight,
oh, it's a series.
Going, it's going seven?
I want to agree with you.
Here's a couple of things to just think about.
Mm-hmm.
I've never, you know, I've been doing this 30 years. I've never, ever heard a stat like this.
Okay.
The Lakers have led for 71% of the time in this series. LA's led for 136 minutes. Denver, 42 minutes. The only thing the Lakers haven't done is close.
Right.
So, did they solve that problem on Saturday?
Well, I mean, if LeBron does tonight in the fourth quarter what he did on Saturday, they got absolutely a chance. And everybody needs to go. Austin Reeves
well,
needs to go. D'Lo's got to go. AD, let's just say AD has been
terrific,
phenomenal
been
in this
terrific.
Series.
He
just
has
phenomenal.
Guys, been the best player in the playoffs for any team. So far.
Yeah.
He's averaging 30, 16, and 4 assists while playing 42 minutes a game and going toe-to-toe with Jokic. And, oh, by the way, he's shooting 62% from the field.
I think what you just said, Mace, about if the other guys, they had 60 points outside of Bron and AD on Saturday.
Right.
That's why they won the game.
Sure.
So it will come down to Bron's going to do his thing. AD's going to do his thing. Is D'Lo, Austin Reeves, Rui... pick any players that you want. You need about 60 other points coming
in.
He's been a non-factor.
Yeah.
But it's not just that if any of those components aren't, like, let's just say AD's good instead of awesome, you're out. LeBron's just good instead of awesome, you're out.
Well, can I say something about that, about LeBron just being good?
Mm-hmm.
He might be, guys, the best elimination game player of all time. After he scored 30 on Saturday. So he's now, and think of all the elimination games he's been in his career, in year 21. In elimination games, he averages 34 points, 11 rebounds, and 8 assists.
That's pretty good.
27 career elimination games. Those 34 points are the highest for any player when facing elimination ever. And here's the thing that really encouraged me. And again, the season could be over in 5 or 6 hours. If they lose, it's done. But think about this. In game 4... he made 14 of 23 shots, okay? 18 of the 23 attempts were in the paint.
Mm.
He's not messing around anymore.
Yeah, I mean, they dominated points and paint.
Last
they dominated
so,
that game. And by the way, rebounding, they were right there this time too. Did they out rebound
46-40?
Yeah, I think they out rebounded
them.
Yeah.
Anthony Davis had literally half of the Lakers' rebounds. The team had 46, and he had 23.
Wow.
The most unstoppable thing in basketball over the last 20 years, I guess, is LeBron James with a head of steam going to the basket.
Yep.
Right?
And now he's going to the basket, Trav, on almost every possession.
Can he do it, John? And obviously, just physically, can he go to that place where he's going to attack the rim the way that he has enough times over, not just tonight, but let's presume that Thursday they do sneak another one out. But right, can he just basically bully ball his way to three more wins or even one more win?
He can, but what you guys said earlier is still true. He can't do it by himself. So LeBron, and the story of games one and two is that LeBron and AD played great and no one else did.
Yep.
So now tonight, some other guys got to show up.
Okay, I got a logistical question for you, Island, because I don't know the answer to this. Do the shoes show up on a separate vehicle?
This is amazing.
Like, I don't understand how the Nuggets were in the building. Not a conspiracy theory. I'm genuinely asking for, like, how does that happen? How did the truckload of shoes or the box of shoes?
The shoe truck never got there.
How did it not show up?
All right, so it would be almost impossible for me to explain to you guys how many moving parts are involved when you move a basketball team from practice facility to airplane, airplane to hotel, hotel to arena, arena back to the plane. We probably have, I don't know, 180 to 200 bags, and they all look alike, and they're all labeled. We have three equipment guys that travel with us, and they coordinate all of it, and they go, they're the hardest working group of guys on the travel, in the travel party, and they, Brian is our equipment manager, Brian Cuotti's really good. Chase and Jason are his assistants, and those dudes are 6 o'clock in the morning. They're loading bags. They're going over to the locker room. They're putting everything in. I don't know what happened, but somebody didn't put a bag on the truck.
Yeah, just the shoes.
So they warmed up in slides.
Well, they didn't warm up at all. Michael Porter said he thought about it, but he didn't want to go out and shoot in slides, so he didn't shoot.
I don't know. Like, I understand what you're saying, John, where airplanes, buses, hotels, new city, we're in Cleveland, now we're in Miami, now we're in Philly, now we're in Vegas. Okay, fine. But they were at the hotel just coming back to another game.
Well, right. Trav, didn't you tell me a story a few years ago when you guys were all going on a family trip and Bobby just forgot?
Bobby just forgot his shoes.
Yeah. Was he named equipment manager
like
of the Nuggets?
Just like Bobby.
Was it Bobby's fault?
It is a similar situation. Yeah, it is. Somebody just didn't grab it. And it wasn't the shoes. It was the inserts. These guys all wear inserts because they pound it. And so they couldn't warm up. But I guarantee you that will not happen again in this series.
They will have
imagine they will not make that mistake again.
Is Chipotle fast food or no?
Chipotle, that's a good question. I heard you guys talking about
this. Does it have a drive-thru?
Does not.
I've never seen a Chipotle with a drive-thru.
I don't believe Chipotle is either. Who says it is fast food?
Well, be careful.
Me and M.
You and M.
Well, yeah. Trav quietly.
Trav quietly, M really loud.
M will swing at your head.
Really? M is like... Chipotle is fast food.
How can it be fast food if they don't have a drive-thru?
It's quick service. It's like you're not sitting down. It's how is it different? The only differentiation is a drive-thru.
Right.
Right.
But I think that's what constitutes a fast food.
They're all
place.
Quick service restaurants. All these are labeled as QSRs. And so they.
She's throwing out an acronym. Look out.
Yeah, I disagree. Subway.
You have an acronym.
So, John, you're asking the right question. I think Subway is also fast food.
I do too.
Here's some new information.
Okay.
As of 2022, Chipotle opened its first Bay Area drive-through restaurant. Okay. So there are some locations with a drive-through. Is Chili's a fast food? It does have a drive-through.
Does it matter?
They'll walk it out to you, won't you?
There is an actual drive-through at some locations. Really? Chili's where
there's
you
a Chili's right by my house.
A Chili's?
It's not that one. There are several locations that have an actual drive-through. So.
Now, does it matter that Chipotle is owned by McDonald's?
Not anymore.
Oh, they sold it?
2006, I think.
Oh, boy. I was going under that assumption.
Or no, maybe later than 2016.
I have never eaten at a Chipotle.
Never?
Never?
Never.
So no Costco, no Chipotle.
No Costco, no Chipotle.
You don't need
exactly
a membership
right.
At
I hear the guac is really good at. You're making a.
It's okay. It's fine.
It's just an okay.
It's fine.
It's just okay.
I think it's pretty good.
Yeah,
you're not saying, hey, you know what we should do tonight?
Let's go get some
guac. Let's go get some chips and guac at Chipotle and sit down and enjoy a Friday night. Yeah. That's not what's happening.
I went out and got a good steak on Saturday.
Where'd you go?
Went to Taylor's downtown. Do you know Taylor's?
I know of it. I've never been.
Oh, it's a classic. Classic place.
I think we went there years ago as a sales staff. Years ago.
Had a really nice dry-aged New York strip, baked potato, loaded, little Cobb salad to start. It was like I actually went old fashions.
Oh, great choice.
Yeah, I went two old fashions. I had two old fashions and a lot of vape, and it was a night. It was a night.
Bring another steak out.
Yes.
I was just going to say, when do you take the vape in this equation of things that you're doing?
Yeah.
When he sits just down before at the restaurant.
Vape is before dinner. Dinner. Yep.
Perfect. Did you even taste the steak?
Oh, no, you do. It's not. It doesn't destroy your taste.
Here's what the problem that I run into in said situation.
Yeah.
It's not that I don't taste it.
Yeah.
It's the second I eat the last bite. I'm like, I'm ready to start all over again.
Oh, see, I don't have that munchy thing.
I never feel completely satiated.
Do you have that munchy thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not even like much like I want like Cheetos and things like that or sweets.
You just want more dinner.
I just can't stop eating.
I can't stop eating.
Hey, tell me if this is weird. So last night, Michael hosted one of his big dinner. Oh, we took Amanda to dinner again.
Because, yeah.
Yeah. So we had, you know, McMenamin came and Billy Mack and Stu and me and Michael. And so there were probably 10 of us. And Michael and I ordered the same steak, the same filet, but I ordered mine medium rare. He ordered his medium well. They gave me his steak.
Ooh.
So I cut into it, noticed it was medium well, and the waitress said, I was giving it a look, and I go, yeah, they overcooked it. She goes, I'll cook you another one right now. I'm so sorry. And I looked at Michael, and I went, hey, cut into that steak, yours. Is it medium rare? He goes, yeah. I go, okay, switch. So we just switched. But the waitress was adamant that she would cook me another one. Like, she didn't want us to switch.
It must have been a fancy restaurant, huh?
Yeah, I said, we're friends. Don't worry about it. And neither one of us took a bite. And that's, we aren't being weird there.
Did she go make two more steaks?
No.
She
had one foot in the kitchen, though. She was crying.
Yeah.
Because she felt bad.
I don't know you were at a nice place, I'm assuming, John?
Some fancy place.
Yeah, they're not going to make you slide the plate over if you don't want to.
It's true.
But if you and Michael have had a relationship just give me yours, I'll give you mine.
But she was like, no, please, let me cook you another one. I'm like, no, I don't want to wait another 15 minutes.
What cut did you get, Ireland?
Petite, 6 ounce.
Petite, okay. So.
So did he. Michael and I both did.
What was the, because you can tell a steakhouse by the cost of the steak.
Right.
What was the price of
can
the
I
petite
guess?
Filet?
Yeah,
yeah, sure.
I got to guess too.
You got a 6 ounce petite filet.
Yeah.
This at
$58.
Okay, Slee, what do you think?
65.
Mace?
70.
45.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
Okay.
Billy Mack got the 10 ounce. He paid 65.
Yeah, my New York on Saturday was 45.
Yeah.
That's 45 for a New York
that's
is
pretty
good price.
Good.
Yeah.
8 ounces.
Really good price. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still hungry after 6 ounces.
Yeah.
Well, we have so much sides, Slee.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We're bringing like 19
Mac and cheese
sides.
And
so, yeah.
It's not like Mastro's, is it? Was it Mastro's?
Yeah. No. It's a place called Edge.
Did they have all the like gigantic seafood tower, like seven feet tall, and all that? I'm not a believer in Mastro's. I don't believe that anybody needs that much food. I think it's too much. Too much show.
Mace, do you know who owns Mastro's?
Tillman Fertitta, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, is it Fertitta?
Yeah.
He needs to tone it down a little bit at the Mastro's.
You can send your seafood tower right over
make
here.
Make the seafood tower a little shorter.
You want like a seafood frisbee.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Just
you
a little seafood,
go out. You
little
don't
seafood
go up.
Plate. Not
Hi,
a
Tim.
Tower.
This is Steve.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, fun to let you know.
Why don't you like that? Now this is going to bother me the rest of the day.
I don't like to see food get wasted, and I think at Mastro's a lot of food gets wasted.
Well, just invite Trav, and then nothing.
Oh yeah, Trav will just clean everybody's plate.
I'll eat the ice out
there
of this seafood tray.
Take everything home.
It's going to happen for sure.
I'll eat the ice.
Super Crosstalk was brought to you by In-N-Out. In-N-Out.
Ice.
That's what a hamburger's all about.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Good afternoon. So alive for game five. How about that?
And you doubted.
Now, Ireland, I originally had Denver in six, so I feel like I'm on the right track. I actually think the Lakers can win this game tonight. We don't know the status of Jamal Murray. Jared Vanderbilt was upgraded from out to questionable, passing through the doubtful level altogether. I mean, we could see, I think we can see a win tonight.
We could, but you guys said it earlier, LeBron and AD cannot do it by themselves.
Nope.
Something to keep an eye on. You mentioned it. Jamal Murray, questionable with a calf strain. I've had one of those before. You can't really play with him. So who knows if he'll play. And his backup, Reggie Jackson, is probable, but he has a left ankle sprain. So the Lakers could be getting some good luck here. But having said that, Laker fans need to get it around their heads that this could be the last game of the season because the Nuggets are favored and it very well could be.
Yeah.
By the way, Bergman.
Yes.
What do you know who Kerry Champion is?
I do know. Yeah, who Kerry Champion
is. I retweeted this little thing.
Okay.
This little nugget.
Greg, you are leading. The Bergman plan is to run LeBron out of town. I could not disagree more with it.
Oh my God.
Greg does not want LeBron back.
I'm never going to be able to fight you.
Well, you don't want LeBron back.
You don't. What did I say that was inaccurate?
If he opts in, I want him back. If he opts out, I don't
want
him back.
Well, he's going to opt out.
Yeah, he's going to opt out.
Then he's gone.
I think we can assume that.
Yeah.
So you want him gone.
Yes.
Carrie says she got a text from a friend. You know, Carrie was at ESPN for a lot of
years.
Sure. Yes.
She got a text from a friend that told her this is LeBron's last game in purple and gold.
Wow.
And if that's true, Greg, I am going to lord it over you every game we lose next year when we have a 20-win team that you did this to us.
No. They're going to win more than 20. It depends on what happens with it. But
when we broke up with Powell and Lamar and Kobe got hurt. How many games we won for
it
a 5-6 like
Kobe got start. Hurt. We broke up with Powell and Lamar because all those things needed to happen. If LeBron goes, that's where you're taking us. Yes, that's fine.
You're
going to have to rebuild when he leaves no matter what. We're doing this again right off the top.
Right. Why not? Because we just started with that Kerry Champion tweet.
Kerry, and by the way, did Kerry Champion get that from a friend or somebody that's like, hey, a buddy of yours?
Well, I mean, she put it out there. She's a credible person.
She is.
She's worked in sports a long time. I don't think she would put it out
by
there
randomly.
By the way,
I like Kerry a lot, but I disagree with her. My prediction is LeBron will opt out and re-sign with the Lakers. But like Kerry, I don't know anything.
Right.
I mean, I'm just going on what I'm hearing.
Sure, and you want him to sign a 3-year, $180 million contract?
The Lakers do whatever it takes. Did you watch LeBron on Saturday? He was spectacular.
Yeah, what about the old he gets tired in the fourth quarter thing that you were – and he wound up scoring 14 of his 30 in the fourth quarter.
He was not tired in that game.
Greg, and I'm not just saying this to win an argument.
It's been
the best elimination game player of all time.
Right. So let's see what he does tonight. If he comes out and he's tired in the third quarter then the season's over. Are you going to come back and you say he was tired? You were right, Greg.
No, I'm not going to say you're right, Greg.
Of course you're not.
There is no scenario under which I don't want LeBron on the team next year.
Greg,
I'm not like
right.
you.
There's also no scenario in which he would say you're right.
Right. No,
I've said that before.
Greg, I think you're right.
See, it's right there.
There it is.
It happens. Yeah.
There it is. Yeah.
It happens occasionally, just not now.
Yeah. By the way, I want to mention it's Michelob Ultra Reaction Monday. Tonight, it's a Michelob Ultra watch party in the city of Downey. Join the ESPN LA Street Team starting at 6 at Ojos Locos in Downey to root on the purple and gold for Game 5 tonight. Ojos Locos, 8350 Firestone Boulevard in Downey. You can win ESPN LA swag and your chance to take home an Austin Reeves signed basketball. We'll We'll see you tonight. Thanks to Michelob Ultra, 2.6 carbs, 95 calories, only worth it if you enjoy it. Bergman, what else did you do this weekend? We're going to spend plenty of time in the Lakers. What did you do this weekend? Anything interesting?
Yeah, I mean, I went hiking and I saw the Hollywood sign up close for the first time.
You
ever.
Went up to the Hollywood sign?
Yeah, the first time I've ever done that. I've lived here basically my entire life, and it was the first time I've actually been that close to the Hollywood sign.
It's been years since I've been there. Is there like a ladder where you can climb up on top of the letters?
There was two ways. No, you cannot climb. You cannot climb the letters.
Because I saw a movie where they were climbing the back of the letter.
No, actually, I think I know what movie you're talking about.
And they get stuck up there, right?
It was that Justin Timberlake, Mila Kunis movie.
Yes.
And Timberlake got stuck up there, and the helicopter had to come get him. See, Greg, if you really wanted to get us ratings, it's called Friends with Benefits, that movie.
Was it No Strings Attached or Friends with Benefits?
No, No Strings Attached is the one with Natalie Portman and Ashton Kutcher.
Don't challenge his
Friends with Benefits is the one with Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis. By the way, those movies have the exact same plot.
Yes, exact same movie.
Works.
Yeah, they just have different actors.
So you saw the letters up close. Once rode, did you ever do the thing where you ride horses past the Hollywood sign and then over to the other side and you have dinner at a Mexican, then you ride back? Did you ever do that?
No, I've never done that. Fun. This was the first time I've seen them that close.
Are you a good horseback rider?
I'm not a big fan of the horseback riding.
Really? I won the horsemanship award at Divine Word Camp when I was in fourth grade. Horses just dig me.
They just like you?
Yeah, they totally
You're a horse guy?
Me. I'm a horse guy. Horsemanship award. Are you kidding? Ireland, how are you on horses?
Jack, my son rides them. I don't.
See?
I've never gotten into horses.
We should go. I'll go. Let's all go horseback riding.
You can go
come
ahead.
Come on.
If it were any other
Come
day.
On, everybody.
As long as you bring
I got it. Hey, let's go horseback riding to the Hollywood Bowl to see who's that guy, Mace.
Noah Kahn!
Yeah, let's do that. Greg, I'll meet you at the horse stable.
Let's all
right,
go,
I'll see
everybody.
You there, Ireland. As long as Pepe comes.
I'll go if Michael goes.
Nobody ever wants to be a joint. Like, Brian, will you go with me?
I'll go with you, but not on the horses.
Oh.
You lost me there. You lost me at the horses.
Walk Brian alongside? Will do anything you say, essentially. Whatever you say, Brian will do.
Brian wants to be
horses.
Part of the fun.
Right.
He's all in on Noah Kahn. He's on the horses.
No, schnitzel? Not the horses.
What about schnitzel?
I've never had it, so I don't know.
Oh, yeah, you got to come over for schnitzel.
Brian, you do not want schnitzel.
Oh, my God. Schnitzel is excellent.
Schnitzel
it's just meat
awful.
Pounded out really thin and then deep fried. How do you go wrong with that?
It's Brian and Momo.
In many, many ways.
Brian and Momo agree with everything you say.
No, Momo doesn't.
Yes, she does. It's okay.
I'm a yes man.
I love that about you, man. Don't learn that other word. Just stick with yes.
John, ask him to do something that's completely opposite of Mace.
That Brian would want to do?
Yeah.
Brian, let's go wine tasting in Sonoma.
I've never done that. I'm down.
Oh, see, Brian would do anything. We're going to go skydiving in Ventura.
I'll take a little more wine beforehand.
Now, that I would do, you know? Mace. I would do the skydiving.
I think the skydiving we should make happen. It can't be an official station
thing. No, absolutely not.
But it can be a we're all going to do it thing.
I still regret when I was in San Diego, I wanted to bungee jump off the Coronado Bridge and my news director killed it.
Yeah. Bungee cord jumping is fun. What about ziplining? You ever go ziplining?
Yeah, all the time. It's fun.
It's another fun one.
Yeah.
That's really safe. That's easy to do.
Ziplining does not seem
it's safe.
It
is. Until it breaks.
That sounded like a safe. Sarcastic safe.
No. I feel like it is really safe. No.
Do you?
Yeah.
Didn't you see Social Network?
I did. Was it in Social Network?
Yeah.
Ziplining?
I don't
remember that scene.
Oh, you don't when they hook one end of the wire up to a chimney and it breaks? You don't remember
Oh, yeah,
this?
Yeah. They're going down towards the pool and in the backyard at the party house.
Right.
That's like a jerry-rigged one.
Yeah, that's not like a real zip. So, for example, Greg, you've been to the same place I have in Costa Rica where they have zip lining. And that is where I stole woo-woo-woo from because every time they send you out over a canyon, they're just all yelling woo-woo-woo-woo. To get you excited and ramped up. But I feel like it's going so fast and so many hooks are being fixed and clicked. And I always wonder.
Yeah, but you do it anyway.
I do it anyway,
yeah,
sure.
It's fun.
Yeah, it's fun. I agree. All right, coming up next, let's do a little draft talk. The Rams did something really interesting in the second round that I want to talk about. And then they've got a sixth round pick. that merits conversation. We'll do all that stuff coming up next. Don't forget, we got the game coming up for you a little bit later on, Lakers versus Nuggets in a do-or-die Game 5. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right, time to talk about iSpot Active. This is wearable cryotherapy. If you lift heavy equipment or if you deliver heavy boxes, if you work in an office all day, sit in a chair, get up and your back hurts, you got to try iSpot Active. If you play tennis, soccer, pickleball, golf, basketball, if you're a runner, or if you just have sore knees or shins, try this wearable cryotherapy. iSpot Active makes stylish, form-fitted compression wear with pockets that fit flexible, ice-cold gel packs. They call them flex pods because they're rubbery and they fit around your joints. Everybody I've turned on to this loves it. And you can get today free shipping and a full money-back guarantee if you don't like it at iSpotActive.com. It's the only way to get this stuff. You can't get it in a store. You can't get it at a store. You got to go to iSpotActive.com. When you go to that website, you'll see James Worthy. You'll see a testimonial from a doctor. It'll answer any questions you have. And again, full money-back guarantee if you don't like it and free shipping, so you have nothing to lose. Check them out today. iSpotActive, iSpotActive.com.
Feeling like you need a marketing degree and an extra day in your week to successfully market your small business? Let Constant Contact do the heavy lifting for you. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has powerful tools that make it easy to grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more to boost your business. Now, in just a few clicks, you can launch a marketing campaign that's tailored to your business and goals. That includes email, social, SMS, and more. So you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track your business growth. Plus, you can always count on Constant Contact's award-winning customer support for guidance along the way. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Big news, Ireland.
What's that?
The Culture Pop podcast with Phil Hendry.
Downloaded it this morning, Mace, so I can listen to it on the plane on the way home today.
So good. He shows you how he does his voices, and the whole process is really, really cool.
If I wanted to get the Phil Hendry Culture Pop podcast episode, where would I go?
You can download it on Apple or Spotify. Subscribe to it, and it's on YouTube as well. It's fun to see Phil do all this stuff. Go to the Culture Pop podcast channel on YouTube. La-di-da is right.
So, hey, I have a question for you real fast.
Yeah.
Is it Jerry Rig or Jimmy Rig?
Jerry.
That's, I always said Jerry also because Jersey F in the Mason Island Mafia says it's Jimmy Rig.
Jimmy Rig.
I also think it's Jimmy Rigged.
Wait a minute. It may be Jimmy Rig and gerrymandered. Is that possible?
Well, gerrymander is a whole different thing. That's a political thing.
No,
no. Gerrymander is the term you... It is apical in political situations, but gerrymander is when you... fix any type of system in your favor.
Right.
If the Lakers would have lost to New Orleans like Mason wanted them to, so they would get the 8 seed in the first round.
They were gerrymandering.
You could argue they were gerrymandering the standings, something like that.
Oh, that's weird. But it's Jerry Rig. No, I've always said Jerry Rig.
Maybe it is Jimmy Rig. I don't know.
Brian says Jimmy Rig.
Brian says it too.
Now I'm confused.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But it's either Jerry Rigged or Jimmy Rigged. We don't know which, rigged.
It is rigged.
That's the bottom line. It is rigged. So Ireland, the Rams did some interesting stuff in the NFL draft, I thought. They took, in the first round, obviously, Jared Verse, who was one of the names that I had sort of highlighted, and I think I won some mythical money for that.
Right.
The second pick overall is interesting. A lot of people think they got first-day talent out of their second-day pick, which is Braden Fisk from Florida State. So he's a defensive tackle from Florida State. The interesting thing is he played 5 years at Western Michigan. Then he played another year at Florida State. So he has 6 years of college football experience. He's 24 years old. This is my theory. he's sort of developed more than the other guys that are coming out at 21 or 19 or 20.
May be able to slide right in there.
Yeah, may be able to slide right in. He had the fastest 40 time of any defensive tackle in the draft. So a lot of people think Les got first round value out of Braden Fisk. And then the other one was, John, what did I complain about more than anything else during the course of last Rams season?
Well, you complained about a lot.
Kicker. How many different kickers did we line up? Brent Maher, you had to hold your breath every time he lined one up. They drafted Joshua Carty from Stanford, who did not miss an extra point over the course of the last two seasons, I think. Was perfect from extra point, was 24 of 28 on field goals last year for Stanford. The most reliable, highly rated kicker in the draft, and they didn't have to reach too far for him. He was the 209th pick. So maybe we get a guy we don't have to worry about.
Did you guys see the Bears took a punter in the fourth round?
Yeah, that's really interesting.
He's a really good punter. I mean, like, did you watch Iowa play at all last year?
No.
Like, every one of their games was, I'm not exaggerating.
Oh, this is the real low scoring. Yeah,
3-0, 6-0. Because this guy kept pinning the other team back down, and they didn't have very good offense, but they had a good defense. I just think taking a punter in the fourth round is a waste of an asset. You can get that guy in the sixth round.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if this was a highly rated guy or whatever it is. The Rams took Ethan Evans last year in the draft. I forget where they took him. I think it was probably the sixth round or the seventh round that they got him. And he was great. The Bears, I mean, whether this is a reach or not, I think the Bears are a playoff team. I think the Bears are a playoff team.
They're in the hardest division in the NFL. All four of those teams are going to be good.
Their defense down the stretch was lights out. They've added to the receiving
core.
Matter
of fact, rank the order of that division, okay? Lions, Vikings, Bears, Packers.
Why do you think the Vikings are going to be
Vikings good? Last.
Yeah.
Because they've got no
quarterback.
No,
they drafted J.B. McCarthy to play quarterback.
Yeah, and I'm not. I don't think he's Caleb Williams. I don't think he's an immediate out-of-the-box successful starter. He'll take some time.
He has great receivers.
So what am I? I think Green Bay's one, Chicago's two.
And you think Detroit drops all the way to
three? Oh, no, Detroit's in there. Damn it.
I think it's Detroit, Green Bay, Chicago, and Minnesota. But that might be one of those divisions that doesn't have a team with a losing record. I could see Minnesota going 9-8.
Yeah. I just think people, there's been so much Caleb Williams, you know, he paints his fingernails and he's arrogant and all that stuff. I just think he's going to be great.
So Caleb gets drafted number one at the draft in Detroit on Saturday.
Yes.
Or was that on Thursday?
On Thursday.
On Thursday, right. Friday, he's in Chicago for his press conference.
Right.
Saturday, he was at the Laker game.
Oh,
wow.
Sitting
in the front row.
Nice.
He's been getting around.
He had a big week. Speaking of getting around, apparently Brian Cohen had a wild weekend. Brian, what'd you do?
Nothing much, you know.
You told me you were super busy.
I know I was. I had a lot.
What did you actually do? Tell me one good thing, one interesting thing, one.
We went out and we took some cheesy family photos that, like, you know, one of the JCPenney type.
Oh,
places.
You did.
Yeah. Beautiful.
What brought that on?
I don't want to give away too much, but Mother's Day coming up, so some gifts.
Oh, nice.
It was pretty classic. I have a couple I could show you. But
okay,
it was pretty good.
Okay, that sounds good. That sounds good.
Some time, you know.
Yeah. All right, so the draft, and I thought overall the draft was fun to watch. It was more interesting than usual because the Rams actually had picks, and I watched actually day three of the draft because the Rams had multiple picks, and I was just like hanging around seeing if Les was going to do a deal or whatever that is.
You know, now that you've had a couple of days to think about it, does anybody understand what Atlanta did?
No.
No, not at all.
No
clue.
We
were talking about it earlier. I have no idea.
I think that was one of the dumbest. I love Michael Penix. I think he's great. You just spent $100 million on Kirk Cousins, and then you draft a 24-year-old quarterback, and you're going to want him to sit for 2-3 years?
Why do you have so much tied up in the quarterback room? That's,
by the way,
too much.
Mace, do you know what they ranked last year in pass rush?
No.
32nd, dead last. They desperate. You were talking about how the Rams needed an edge rusher.
Yeah.
So did they. And instead, they took a guy who's not going to play for 2 or 3 years.
What did you think of the Raiders draft?
I love the Brock Bowers pick.
Yeah, it's a great pick.
But.
What don't you like?
Greg, what has Devontae Adams taught us? That you can have all the great weapons to catch the ball if you want. But if you don't have anybody to throw it to him, what difference does it make? Brock Bowers can't throw the ball to himself. What? Davante Adams can't throw the ball to himself. The Raiders needed a quarterback.
Who would you have taken? Bo Nix?
Any of the six.
Any of the six. No. Just randomly taking
any
quarterback.
Any of the six would even be better
you,
than
even if you don't feel gone. Even if you don't feel like any of them are
Greg,
franchise quarterbacks.
After Greg, Penix, I wouldn't have drafted anybody. That
well,
is right.
No. But here's the thing: they could have moved up. They had a bunch of other picks.
Sure.
They just didn't do it.
But like, I think Bo Nix is a bust.
Me too.
I don't. I think Bo Nix is going to start.
Flat
you know,
out. I think he's going to start. I 100% believe he's going to. I think he's going
to
be a bust.
They did what they were supposed to do. I love the Brock Bowers pick, and then they went offensive line the next two.
Greg, how are we going to win games without a quarterback?
Okay, so let me just throw something
at you. You can protect him.
Where do you think Gardner Minshew finished in QBR last year?
I would say right in the middle. Probably like between 12 and 18.
He's number 13.
Yeah.
Now, you can't get by with a quarterback who's
absolutely
ranked in the top 13 with weapons like Bowers and Davante Adams. You don't think he can get the ball to those guys?
I don't. And I think Gardner Minshew is functional is the word I would use for him.
He was a Pro Bowler last year.
Yeah, but that's because the other 12 guys in front of him all turned it
down. Yeah, everybody didn't say no, thanks. Everybody said no, thanks. And Gardner said, yeah, I'm in.
Yeah, and Mace, they're in a division with Patrick Mahomes and Justin Herbert.
But if you don't see the guy who's going to be your quarterback for the next decade, why just take a quarterback? In other words, if I'm the Raiders and I've evaluated
one of the six quarterbacks that went in the first 12 picks. They picked 13th.
You think all of them are going to work?
No, but I think you have to try.
But see, here's the thing. I think you've got to really love a quarterback to take him. You got to love him. Like, I'm not a fan of Bo Nix. I don't think Bo Nix is going to have a great NFL career. Penix, I think, can be really good. J.J. McCarthy, I got no clue on J.J. McCarthy because they ran the ball so much at Michigan. But if you don't feel you've got a guy you love, then why just take a quarterback for the sake of taking a quarterback?
Mace, you're not I don't think you know how good Bo Nix is. Go look at Bo Nix.
I'm a Pac-12 fan. I've seen Bo Nix play a lot of football.
He had a better season than Caleb
He played 45 games as a starter or 50 games as a starter. Nobody started more college football games in the history of the game than Bo Nix. I get all that. He's 24 years old. I don't believe he's got arms. I don't think he's got the arm strength or the arm talent of a guy like Michael Penix.
Whoa.
Michael Penix has got arm talent.
Go read up more on Bo Nix. He's got plenty of arm strength.
Him play. I don't need. I've seen him play in person. I'm not a Bo Nix fan.
Okay.
I think Denver blew their pick.
And there's all these reports out there that the Raiders were trying to move up. They were trying to get all the way up to get Jaden Daniels. They couldn't get him. And if that's what you can't do, then you can't. Then you have to go with the best available, and Brock Bowers was the best available. And after that, they went offensive lines very, very smartly. You got to protect whoever's back there.
By the way, he played 61. He started 61 games. Bo Nix at the quarterback
more than
position.
Any college quarterback
it is
ever.
In history. History. Yeah. I'm not. Look, half those guys are going to flame out. Maybe four of the six are going to flame out.
Oh yeah, at least.
And I think Bo Nix is going to be one of the ones that flame out. It's my take on it.
I think if you're in a division with Patrick Mahomes and Justin Herbert, and you go into the season with Aiden O'Connell and Gardner Minshew as your quarterbacks, that you're finishing third before the season even starts.
That may be the case. That may be the best possible scenarios to finish third, I think, for the Raiders. All right, so let me tell you about Mother's Day. Mother's Day's it's already here. It's coming up.
Wait, when is it?
It is on. I'm talking about Books right now. Bergman. When is Mother's Day?
It's the fifth.
It's the fifth. So you got to get going.
Like it's this weekend.
Yes. Or maybe it's the seventh.
Oh, come on.
Fifth.
The fifth.
It's the 12th, you idiots.
It's the 12th.
I never said it was the fifth. It's the 12th, so you got about 2 weeks to get this sucker done.
I was given the wrong information.
Yeah, by the calendar?
My brother.
I was going to say, you were given the wrong information by Google?
No, my brother told me the wrong information.
So now that we have established that Mother's Day...
your brother under the bus?
Mother's Day is the 12th. I want to let you know that I always send my mother Books. And I always get, I sent them already, got a text message from my mom. I can't believe how many flowers, how fresh they are. She absolutely loves them. You need to take care of your mom at Mother's Day. And right now, the Mother's Day, give mom her flowers. She deserves the best. That's why I sent her Books, and I got you 25% off your entire Books purchase, so you can send some too. Here's why I like Books. Books is different. Their flowers are cut fresh, sourced directly from the best flower farms, so they last way longer. They even have flowers that are grown on the side of a volcano. Books has got modern designs and unique flowers you can't find anywhere else. It's simple. Went online, picked the delivery date, and I'm done. Mother's Day, May 12th. Don't miss the chance to thank your mom. Order your Books today, and with 25% off, you can send some to your mom, your wife, your aunt, even your grandma. Go to Books.com. Use promo code ESPN for 25% off. That's Books.com. Promo code ESPN. Books. Promo code ESPN. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, on a short show day, we got a combo plate. Pepe Mantilla has stopped in. Ireland, it's your wheel. What do you got?
Okay, so I didn't know it was going to come up on this, but I'm glad it did because we have some sound for today's question.
Oh, wow. Excellent.
This is Woj, Adrian Wojnarowski. Yesterday, the Wolves swept the Suns. They got knocked out. This was before the game yesterday. Talking about Frank Vogel, the former Laker coach, who just signed a four-year deal to coach the Suns. Here's Woj.
It's increasing belief around the league that Frank Vogel's job is in peril. Man. If this team loses, especially as abruptly as they might in a sweep, as dispirited as they looked in game three, when you have this kind of a payroll, these kinds of expectations,
right.
You've got to not only show more in the first round, you've got to get out of the first round. Losing in six last year to Denver in the second round cost Monty Williams his job. You've seen Matt Ishbia, the owner. He has made rapid change in his short tenure as owner. Frank Vogel's job very much may be in jeopardy now.
Okay, so here's my question.
Mm-hmm.
1 year.
Yep.
For Frank Vogel, you're going to have to pay him $10 to $12 million to go away.
Yep.
Reasonable or unreasonable to fire a coach after 1 year?
Players League, what does KD want? What does Beal want? What do those guys want? That's the only question you need to ask.
I don't think it's unreasonable.
Would you say, Pepe?
Pepe.
Unreasonable.
I do too.
Yeah, I think it is unreasonable too. And Matt Ishbia has been a disaster since he's taken over the Suns.
But Mason hit on the heart of this. It is, if the players don't want you, then in the NBA, it's a players' league. I mean, how many times? Giannis, Mike Budenholzer won a title and got fired a year later.
Right.
And then
Frank
fired
Vogel Adrian won a title and got fired a year later when Westbrook didn't like him.
How many games was Adrian Griffin fired for after?
33. Yeah. I just think that, you know, Ramona wrote a story about this over the weekend that I sent to you guys.
Yes.
That.
Amazingly, I had already read it.
I don't believe you.
I did. I absolutely read it. It's a continuity article, yeah.
So it's basically continuity versus, it's as Greeny put it on Get Up This Morning, it's using an oven or a microwave. The oven works better than the microwave. If you let somebody cook, okay, and grow together, you might get, like Denver. Denver's really good now. Everybody wanted Mike Malone fired after his first two losing seasons. But you're going to fire Frank Vogel and blame him for this? You went out and traded for two guys who are great offensively but play no defense, and that's the coach's fault?
I know, but everybody said, oh, they've got three stars now. They're a super team. They've got three stars. Three stars is what? Three stars doesn't always add up to more than the sum of its parts, and that's the case here.
Because of the expectations, number one and number two, if you don't play defense in the league, you're going to lose. You know the team that is playing the best defense right now, in my opinion, right now, is New York. That's why they're winning the way they're winning.
You know, and there's something about that team, Pepe, that Knicks team. I know this is a cliche that no one – that's, like, super overused, but I believe it in their case. They look like they just want it more.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, every loose ball, Josh Hart is like in the third row of the stands. Brunson is like a battering ram, and he doesn't care how many times you knock him down. He just gets back up again.
That's right.
That team has fire. And by the way, that's how the Lakers looked on Saturday. They haven't looked like it in all the games of this series, but on Saturday, they looked like they were sick of losing to Denver and they weren't going to lose again.
Okay, now to your point, you mentioned Woj and Frank Vogel. This is what Woj said about Darvin Ham. He said, if you are a head coach of the Lakers and you get swept in the first round or lose in five, you've got job security issues. Darvin Ham will have that. Here's what the Lakers will have. Here's who the Lakers will have to look at. Who's out there? Budenholzer is the most accomplished coach that's available. The Lakers, though, have not shown a willingness to pay for a head coach. If they get swept or lose in five, that will be part of the conversation.
Yeah, and that's another part of this equation for you guys that want Darvin fired. I know Mason and Bergman, you guys are both on that list.
Yes.
If you want that, who do you get to take the job if you're only offering 3 years and you don't let him hire?
We can't see the
assistant.
Whole board like Rob. We don't know what LeBron wants.
Yeah, right. We don't know who the assistants are on every single bench that somebody's doing well. Like it could be somebody. What's the coach in Boston? He was an assistant and got moved up to a starter. What's his name?
Mazzulla?
Yeah, Joe Mazzulla. Yeah, he just has guys around him that are good coaches that were good.
Speaking of assistants, did you guys see, most people would probably turn this game off, but when the Suns got swept yesterday,
yes,
Chris Finch, the Wolves coach, got knocked into the
stands. Oh, I saw that.
It was really dangerous. I thought he might be unconscious. And they had to he had to go back to the locker room and get medical attention.
They had an emergency coach.
Right. So this guy's name is Micah Nori. Mace, this is your kind of guy. Okay. Somebody, when Micah Nori was told he was coaching the Wolves for the rest of the game, somebody pulled out old clips of him doing he's the assistant coach that talks to the local TV reporter at the beginning of the third quarter.
Got it.
And so somebody put together a bunch of clips. Listen to this. This is Micah Nori. It runs about a minute. This guy talks in more cliches than Rob or Mitch Kupchak ever did. Check this out.
Nothing fast, break points, boom goes the dynamite, there goes our lead. We got to treat Bane like you do the elf on a shelf on Christmas morning. You got to find him. You know, he makes everybody comfortable. He's like popcorn during Saturday night movies. Our paint defense was like 7-11, open 24 hours. Realize they had it's on like Donkey Kong the way they started out. First time all year that we were kind of on almost like a hot mess express.
A hot mess express.
See, he's Ted Lasso.
I'd love to talk to that guy every week.
He's Ted Lasso.
Oh, you know what?
Very
That's
much
actually
so.
Very Ted
That's a
Lasso.
Really good cop,
you're right.
Greg.
That's all he is.
Yeah.
Which
he's
is great.
Ted Lasso.
That is right, Greg. That is right.
But thank you, Pepe.
Listen to everybody saying Greg is right.
Greg, I think you're right.
It's your day, Greg.
Yeah.
First time ever.
See? It pays to be nice, Greg. See? Whoop-dee-doo.
Whoop-dee-doo. All right, coming up next, we're going to do some What's Up Fool. Again, we're only here till 3 o'clock today. Then Shidano and Cappy are going to step in, carry you the rest of the way to Do or Die Game 5, Lakers versus Nuggets, and it's a Michelob Ultra reaction Monday on 710 tonight.
By the way, Mace.
Yeah.
Somebody sent me a video.
Okay.
Now, I keep in mind, I always look for this.
Okay.
But someone sent me a video. I think it was their daughter at the game.
Yep.
Waving to Pepe Montiel.
Oh,
there you go.
Very good.
There you go. Game.
Pepe, I give you a hard time because no one ever waves, so I got to give you the credit. When someone, did you see it, Pep, the guy that sent it to you?
Yeah, and he sent it to me. I sent it to you, too.
Right. Yeah.
It's a movement, John.
Well, that's what I thought would happen when I started mocking no one waving at Pepe. And so now, Pepe, I think they looked like they were in the 200s, right?
I think so. A lot of people, you know, at halftime, a lot of people come and tell me that they wave, and I said, go talk to those fools, but everybody's afraid. Everybody's afraid of you and Michael.
Right. I don't know why they'd be afraid of them. They're
my
very
dream. My dream is that you get to wave at game six.
Yeah, that is my dream.
The old game six.
You and I have the same dream for once.
There you go.
All right, before we get to What's Up Fool tonight, it's a Michelob Ultra watch party in the city of Downey. Join the ESPN LA street team starting at 6 o'clock at Ojos Locos in Downey to root on the purple and gold for game five. Ojos Locos, 8350 Firestone Boulevard in Downey. You can win ESPN LA swag, and you can take home an Austin Reeves signed basketball, all this kind of stuff going on out there. See you tonight. Thanks to Michelob Ultra, 2.6 carbs, 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it.
What's up, fool?
Next, 710 ESPN.
All right, let me tell you about Southern California Toyota dealers. If you're looking for a new car, you got to go see your Toyota dealer. You can pick up the trail-dominating, off-roading 2024 Tacoma or get the whole family together in the all-new Grand Highlander. It seats up to 8. No matter what kind of car you're looking for, you want a truck? Take on the Tundra. Exceptional performance, great towing power. No matter what you need, what size you need, what you're looking for in a vehicle, your Southern California Toyota dealers have got it. So go see your Southern California Toyota dealers. They've got more than the cars I mentioned. You can go for the Sequoia with the iForce Max hybrid engine if you're looking to save gas mileage. Go see your Southern California Toyota dealer today and get ready to explore Toyota. We make it easy.